You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Right.
Welcome back to the Black Ears Break with yours truly, KC Lehman. We have a beautiful, intimate roundtable in the house tonight. We have Chris, Shelby, Toria, and the other Chris.
That's right.
And tonight is going to be Black Ears Break feedback response session. We've been receiving over the last few months, a decent amount of feedback. Yeah.
In the last month or two.
And Chris stays on top of it and he hits me up and says, hey, we got a message on the site or we got a message on iTunes. And he thought it best that the family respond to it. So with that, Chris, take it away.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, we get a lot of, you know, reviews from iTunes, Stitcher, and people giving feedback to us on the shows. And I thought it'd be cool if I read it back to y'all. Since I don't know what you guys read, but letting y'all know how fans appreciate y'all participation and what we do. So it's not just, you know, KC and I reading, but want to let you know we appreciate what y'all being here and being part of the show.
Aw.
Yes.
You guys are going to make us cry.
Plus some of the
couldn't do this without the lamest though.
Plus some of the feedback I figured would make for good commentary, for good discussion.
We gotta put on boxing gloves.
No, nah, nothing like that.
You never know.
All right, I'm gonna start with the 5-star reviews. We got a recent one on Stitcher from Angela Enzi Davis. Amazing network. Thanks for keeping me up on all things sports and commentary on everything in between. Thank you. We actually got a few 5-star reviews on iTunes. One, great engaging podcast. This is from Leash2777. Just wanted to say that I love the content and the chemistry of everyone on the show. The topics are very engaging and entertaining. You all will definitely be added to my list of podcasts that get me through my work days. Thank you.
Thank you. Nice, man. That's cool.
Shout out. And I think she's one of the hosts of the Unscripted podcast, I believe. Okay. That's a good show. Check that out. Another one from the homie Baylor the Great. Top shelf love. Raw and insightful podcast from sports to politics of the world. Not only do you get a round table of intelligent folk, but they can relate to you because they are you. Black is. This podcast needs to be in rotation. Personally, in my favorites and go-to podcast playlist. From at Baylor the Great. Shout out, man.
Thanks.
All right. Another 5-star review. Revolutionary. This is from Brandon Poole 42. Black is podcast is black excellence. I enjoy hearing intellectual people of color talk about issues of the black experience in their own words. Not only will you laugh, but you will be challenged to think outside the box.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Last most recent one from L. Johnson 10. Love it. Love seeing intelligent and insightful, beautiful black folks from different backgrounds discuss varying topics, all while providing very different perspectives. Love the show, The Break.
Nice. Thank you. Nice. Thanks, y'all. See, we didn't even need boxing gloves.
Yeah, that's positive because we've been doing The Break now for a while. It's been a few years, and it's interesting. Sometimes we don't know if people are into what we're saying, whether or not they agree or disagree, whether or not they enjoy the kind of conversation that we have, but it's good that we do. I know for me as the host, sometimes my concern is that we don't delve more into pop culture, but that is by choice. And I know so many shows do offer that. So our goal is to bring something different to the table. So it's good to know that people do like it and appreciate it and listen.
All right. And let me get into some of this feedback that we got. This one's from Kai Love, titled Circumcision Shame. Hey sis, excellent episode as always. How y'all got to circumcision, I don't know, but I wanted to share a situation I recently encountered. So in one of my Facebook groups, they posed a question to women about, quote, oral handling a circumcised penis. And out of 180 comments, only 3 women stated that it didn't matter. The comments ranged from the immature, it looks funny, to the religious, he ain't clean. Now, here's where it got interesting. The 3 women, including myself, who said that it didn't matter, then were shamed in the group by the other women for sucking on dirty, funny-looking penis. I'm like, wait a minute, we are all adults here, aren't we? Obviously not. So it took a man to get in the conversation and read all them simple heifers, LOL. But the truth of the matter is, it's all about personal preference, and I have never heard a woman saying, oh my God, he was everything I ever wanted, but he is not circumcised, so I had to break up with him. Not saying it can't happen, I just have never heard of it. Oh, and when Chris blurted out, I was trying to go get me some more drink, I fell out laughing. This episode sounded like a card party with friends that made me feel right at home. Love y'all.
This was the Straight Outta Compton podcast.
Yeah, the session. Second half. And then I left that part in with Doris and Lisa started talking about, you know, being Jewish, having Jewish mothers. Uh-huh. And then that topic just came out the blue. Like,
yeah, what? I don't know. Oh, I don't remember how we got on it.
I remember how we got on it.
That's how we did. I think, and then somehow I think Darius mentioned something about having a breast or something. And then it just kind of.
He mentioned having like a Jewish circumcision ceremony. And then it went from there into the whole idea of just talking about circumcision and dirty dicks. And it just went on.
Yeah, we were like, how the hell we get here?
How many of us here have actually dealt with a man that was uncircumcised? Show of hands.
Yeah, no, I've never seen that.
Seen it, never actually dealt with it, but saw it. Dealt with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Works like normal, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know. I think that's getting caught up on real mild, childish things. But it would be equivalent to me, you know, guys like, I don't date women with little bitty boobs.
Yeah.
Right? And when you get all caught up like that, right? And I'm like her, like, at the end of the day, if it's a great person, nobody's ever like, and I'm not with that person.
Right.
Because he's not circumcised. That's.
Yeah.
And all those other 184, because she said 187. So you might do some other shit we don't know.
Right.
Disagree with, like, the truth of the matter is, and anybody can get on their little high horse on Facebook.
Yeah.
Right. And be like, oh, no, that's not clean. No, then you just come around dirty niggas.
Right.
How about that? How about that? Like, because I've never been with a dirty man.
Right. Right.
And you don't get surprised he dirty. You should be able to scope whether or not right. somebody dirty from the get-go right. before they drop their pants.
Right. You like, wait a minute.
But they're experts. They're not experts on circumcision. They're experts on dirty dick.
And I remember when Eli was born, like, there was no question for us as to whether or not he was going to be circumcised. But there was so much conversation at the time about circumcision. It was like everything with pregnancy, it goes through popularity phases like everything else in life. And so it was like a big time, don't circumcise your kids. You know, circumcision is bad. And it was I don't feel like people should be shamed about it one way or another. You know what I mean? Just let folks be themselves, do them. For us, that just wasn't a question.
Especially if it's a cultural thing. It's
yeah.
not like,
yeah.
it's a cultural thing. It's yeah. like some cultures do and some don't.
Yeah. yeah.
Pretty much, that's what it boils down to.
Pretty much.
It's just skin. It's just I mean, skin. Granted, I don't know what it looks like, by the way. I've never seen one, but I'm saying it's just skin. It cannot right. be that bad.
Right.
You can go watch a porno.
I probably could. I probably could look it up right now.
Google image. Why don't we do that? You want me to Google image a little circumcised penis?
Why not?
I can do that. I can do that. I can sure enough do that.
While I'm sitting here talking about, it's just skin. And I'm like,
well, you know, some guys, it depends on how some look. I mean, I've heard, you know, women and, you know, how their vagina looks and, you know, how big, I don't know what terminology is, but how the lips, big the lips are and whatnot. And people can get, can feel some kind of way.
There you go, Shelby. You see the difference?
Oh, okay. I was like, well, because what I got on my Google search is not what you got.
I'm okay,
like,
okay.
That's why I was over here confused. I'm like, what kind of diagrams? I got balls. micro penis.
Like, seriously. Micro penis. Yeah, that is a whole.
Googling penises. Right,
yeah, micro penis is a whole nother conversation.
Why did
a
micro penis come up when I said uncircumcised penis?
Micro penis is kind of a
frightening
phenomenon.
You saw it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is literally like a finger.
Mm-hmm. That sound frightening. Like,
now that.
How does that happen?
Like, you in that category.
That's
like
a whole different, you know.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
But they had, then they had a little, there was a documentary about that.
Not being a man though.
Yeah, there was a, yeah.
Aww. That's
crazy. What show, there was a show on,
that picture on cable, looked like a little
and it was a documentary that this dude had a small penis.
No,
yeah. And his girl, I guess, made him, he was dead at the time, made him feel bad. So he went through the, like, he went basically all over the world about, asking all these people about figuring out how to get it bigger and with all these different ways. And there was some way to do was he was gonna get a shot of some shit in it. It was, and the needle was huge
to try to get it.
Yeah, and he was like, he couldn't do that. And they were showing, I mean, it was like, wow. And it all came back to somebody was just like, you just gotta be confident. You know, if you, you know, if a girl is really gonna not want you because of this, then you shouldn't be with you then.
Right, somebody for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For
real. Yeah.
Somebody for everybody.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I think in that same documentary, or maybe it was a different show, they were talking to the man who has the world's, at this point, largest penis. It's this British man.
It might have been the same one.
People run from him.
Oh, my God. He's just ridiculous.
His
pants look tight. I'm like, he ain't got a pair of sweats or some loose jeans.
Yeah. He said that's he can't. Basically, he's almost in the same circumstance. People are just like, nah, I'm not fucking with you.
Or they are like, I gotta fuck with you because you have the largest penis and I need to just be able to see what that's like.
And he's just like, I can't get nobody who's just gonna want me for me. They just like, oh, I need to see this.
You in Guinness? I got to see
this. Oh, you got the Guinness penis. Guinness penis.
Penis.
Yes.
See, Kai, what you started, now we talking about the Guinness penis.
The Guinness penis. Guinness penis.
I wonder if it would come up if I Googled that.
Guinness penis.
Let's do it.
Guinness penis.
GP.
Let's look up the Guinness penis. Mm-hmm. Oh, we don't want to know.
But thanks, Kai.
Thank you. Yeah.
No, that was a fun conversation.
Yeah. We feel you on that, sis. Yes. World
is this
record
him?
19-inch wang.
Is that him?
Yeah, he's like a goofy-looking white boy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, but now I just pulled up one from August of this year. There's a Mexican man that's saying his 19-inch penis is ruining his life.
Oh, Lord.
It's ruining his life.
That's what everybody's saying. They're thinking moderation.
All right, y'all. Roberto Esquivel Cabrera of Saltillo told Mexican newspaper Vanguardia that he would like to be considered disabled because December leaves him unable to work.
Damn.
Forcing him to live on assistance and scavenge for food.
What?
His social life is dismal as well. He says women are too scared to be with him, according to the newspaper. His penis is reportedly 48.2 centimeters, nearly 19 inches long. And the tip circumference is 25 centimeters, nearly 10 inches. Cabrera apparently provided doubters. We got a video. We got video footage. Provided doubters with a medical imaging photo of his penis, and the picture has rapidly circulated through Spanish language media.
Oh my
God. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, here's the image of Roberto Cabrera and his 19-inch penis. Poor boy.
Yikes. That looks painful to carry around.
Right? That's about, what, 10 extra pounds on him?
In his pants.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How does that affect the size pants he goes to shop for?
Greatly. It should uncomfortable.
Right. Just sweatpants.
Does he wear underwear? Like, wait.
He probably can't.
Wait. That's problematic.
Oh, geez.
To the top of your sock.
Yeah.
Damn.
So he walking around with three legs for real.
Shit, man.
That ain't right.
You know what I'm saying?
He should get disability.
Yeah.
He should.
Like right there.
He should get his disability.
Yeah.
Leave that man alone.
Because that's unerect.
That's
So erect, what is he doing?
He's got pole.
That's a weapon.
That's a, yeah, for that's real the shit pole.
That motherfuckers be, we joke about, uh-huh. But it's just like, yeah.
Yeah, you don't really want that. That.
Yeah. Damn.
Jeez. You can't wear drawers. You can't wear shit. Nah.
You
really can't.
You can't, man.
Nope. Nope. You can't play no damn. You can't do nothing. You can't play no sports. Somebody bump into your ass. You just like.
He can't wear shorts.
He can't wear shorts.
No, he ain't wearing no shorts.
That's not funny. Oh my gosh.
He ain't wearing no shorts. Is it Jonah Falcon is the other dude. His penis is 13.5 inches. So if this dude is really coming through with 19 inches, he done knocked you clear out the book.
He said he can't work.
That's over a
God damn.
That's real, bro.
That's ridiculous. That's bigger than my child.
Oh my God.
That just made it all very creepy.
That's all the way through you.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man.
That's all the way through.
Yeah, where is his match?
That should happen. That's what had me thinking.
She got to be tall. She.
You need to have a long
torso.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That ain't saving it at all.
Yeah, because you can barely. A little bit in. That had me thinking of that Sex in the City episode.
Save goodbye to blowjobs for like those that. Gentlemen.
You know, you don't have to trim that.
Yeah. I remember that shit. She was just like, oh, shit. And he's like, okay, here we go. She's like, I ain't even in yet? Like, damn. He's like,
mm-mm.
You can't get none.
Mm-mm. Normal life, you don't have to trim that.
Yeah.
Can you do that and it still work?
I don't.
He can't get no blowjob.
He should just hoe out.
Just
right, he could have like five people to give him a blowjob at the same time.
I'm surprised he really hadn't gone like, people do that. It's like, you just got to go the flick route because that's. Work you gonna get?
Yeah, he could do that for money.
Yeah.
Because there'd be some white chicks who'd be like,
everybody
I'm down.
Can find a job.
He could hoe out. He could get five women on that penis at once.
It's five.
Yikes!
Two on either real, side, one of the two.
I could produce that. Look them low. Literally. What's the next comment? We've been talking about penises. 15 minutes.
The next one is actually from Baylor the Great. This one was regarding the gay marriage topic.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
We were discussing, I think, marriage being legal for all. And,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
It says, gay marriage. I think the main thing that bothers people about this topic is if you're a parent in this world and you're raising your kids the traditional way, it's a fight. It's a fight against the media and the way of the world to raise your child for what you think is the proper way. From day one, you was taught as a boy how to talk and treat women with respect. As a little girl, you were taught to be a lady, to be ladylike and choose the right man in life. You was always taught to respect and adore the opposite sex, never the same sex. So it's kind of going against everything you were taught as a youngster. Me personally, I'm not for nor against it. I stay away from it. I stay from voicing why I'm not for it because it doesn't matter what facts, example, or opinion you come with. It will always end up in the slander file. I do have an issue with the topic being one of the most sensitive topics in the world, when racism is brushed over and quickly forgotten. Like I said, you can like and live whatever lifestyle you want, but it will always be an issue when you have to explain to a child why two men or two women are kissing, holding hands, etc. If certain lifestyles have to be taken into serious consideration, then let's start by acknowledging the original one as well, right? Do I have gay friends? Yep. Had gay roommates, of course. Gay family members? Indeed, I do. But I just have my reasons to raise my kids the, quote, traditional way. Am I wrong, or is this slander as well? P.S. And if my kids decided to go that route in life, the love never changes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Good point. It's funny. After we had the whole conversation, first of all, thank you, Baylor. After we had the conversation about gay marriage and transgenderism, a conversation that Chris and I had a few weeks after that, just kind of reflecting on that podcast, is that we are going to have to talk to our children about when they start dating. Like, you're going to have to ask the question now, were you born a man? Were you born a woman? You're going to have to ask that question. And that's not something that I think any of us at this table considered ever being an issue. And I know at some point we were planning to get into the conversation about transgender really heavily convincing transgender people. It was about a week-long period. I got highly fascinated with transgender people who are passing real well. And not really passing, because they're not lying about who they are. They just look like, but the transition is... And if you didn't know, you just wouldn't know. And it started with, it was two girls. Somebody posted a Facebook picture and it was like, these two women are men. Fellas, watch out. And I ended up looking into those two women. And what was good was that they've never lied about who they are. So the men that sleep with them know who they're sleeping with. But then I was talking to my homegirl and I was like, are there men that are just as convincing? I saw a picture of a man that was real convincing and I was trying to find it to share it with her. And she was like, I got you, and sent me this YouTube link. And it was this transgender male competition, like who is the most convincing. You wouldn't have known that there was not, you would have thought you were looking at a competition full of men, with the exception that men don't have competitions to see who looks the best.
Right.
That was the only thing that made this very clear. You're dealing with women, men, unless we're talking like a bodybuilding competition, you know, but every single one of them. Yeah. And there was a couple, I was like, they're pulling. 'Cause that one looks like a convincing fine ass man. And if somebody, like, I know women, if that man stepped to them, they would show enough slide a phone number to him. Very convincing. No question.
It was creepy. I mean, I saw the headline and it was like, okay, but it looked like it was a room full of guys.
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting though. Like, when do you tell?
I don't know, but you need to tell, because it's everybody's right.
Yeah.
And I'm so annoyed by people in the transgender community who seem to think that I'm like, me or anyone else is supposed to, you can do whatever you want to do, but when it comes to who I date, I get to choose if I want to date someone that was born as a man or transitioned into a man. That's my choice. Mm-hmm. Like, accepting someone doesn't mean you remove someone's choice. And some of these transgendered people, like you said, you really cannot tell. And it's not fair not to tell. And it needs to be one of those early conversations, because then it's almost like tricking somebody. That's not fair. They're making the decision for you, like fall in love with me or start having feelings for me. Oh, yeah, by the way, I wasn't born that you know,
at this point.
On to the full transition.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll find out.
Oh, that's a whole... That's too much.
Because, you know, back in the, you know, us growing up, usually you were like, they didn't go that full way. They was just dressing up and, you know, basically being the part but not going full. Now at the point, I'm like, I don't know. Because the whole thing with Caitlyn Jenner is she fully a she? Or
no,
is she with a penis?
No, because the moment she starts talking, and you hear Bruce come right on through.
But that's the thing, though. Like, how do you address that? Right. You know what I'm saying? No.
Okay.
I think it's when I moved the mic.
Okay, sorry.
But how do you address that? How can you say she when you know for sure, for a fact, that it was a he? So what do you really say? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? How are you supposed to? Are you supposed to really... when she crossed over, you crossed over with that by calling him or her, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? When you think about it like that, like, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? How would I feel like, you know, if my dad did that, you know what I'm saying? And now what do I say to him that's now a her, you know what I'm saying? And all this time growing up, you seeing the transformation, you watching your dad having these ways, these tendencies, and then, you know, when they decide to come out, then you just like, man, it makes sense. I could recall that. You know what I'm saying? Because one of his sons said that. Like, I could recall that. It makes sense now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But us, you know, it's like we getting this now because of the technology, right? We learning everything. We know about everything. It's probably been happening for, you know, a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then think back then, those people probably were killing themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They probably was straight killing themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Scared to come out because of the way they were taught to, how they're supposed to be, you know, when they reach a certain point in life, when they become adults, you're supposed to be like this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? not able to talk to your mom or your dad and tell them, like, man, you know what? I'm a straight woman. You know, I was just born like this, but I'm a woman.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? How do you even have that conversation with your mom and dad? You know, they come from a time of discipline. That's what it was, structurally. You know what I'm saying? You talk, I got to... when I become an adult, I have to do this, this, this. Some people was teaching their daughters, like, you know, you should be married, have kids, this. You know, the man is supposed to take care of, the, you know, his woman, the wife, and lead the life, you know what I'm saying? Right. The head of the family structure, right?
Right.
And then your kid just tell you, I'm a girl.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a girl. I've never really been a guy. I mean, yeah, I've never really been a guy. I'm a girl.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, that shit will blow your parents' minds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it will.
You know what I mean? And to even think, like, now, because, you know, we are able to see these things, like, how would you feel if that was your kid?
Yeah, because the way they do it now, there are kids my son age who are just saying it. Like, oh, I'm a boy, but I'm really a girl. You're like,
right.
Motherfucker, you 7.
Right.
You really know already? And you're like, what do you do? He's like, okay, let's just go along with it. Or you like, you know, we'll, let me just see what it is. I'll be like, nah, you ain't no girl. I don't know.
Right. You know who caught a lot of...
to just have that conversation, right?
Yeah.
And there's they've never actually said that they thought that their child was proclaiming to be a boy. But I know it was big news when Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt let their daughter dress like a boy and wear her hair short. What if she is transgender? What if she really feels like a boy and they've allowed her to be her authentic self, which is a boy, right? And I mean, the backlash in the media was terrible.
Yeah.
Just terrible. Like, you would think that they were beating a little girl or boy, whatever. Girl, she's a girl right now.
Silo, is that her name?
Was that?
I'm not sure.
What is her name?
I don't
was
know.
Was it the oldest kid or was it
it's
one of the
their
twins?
Child.
It's yeah. their child.
Because they have twins.
Shiloh.
Shiloh.
It is Shiloh.
Okay,
yes.
So okay. Shiloh.
Okay.
Shiloh. Yeah.
Oh, and in my head, I'm like, it is Shiloh.
No, it is Shiloh. I think it's Shiloh.
Okay.
It's Shiloh.
I understand 100% because I really don't know what I would do if that happened. If my kid came to me, I don't have any kids, but if my kid said that to me, I would only hope that I would be able to respond in love.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you guys a picture. This is one of my best friends from college. The person who I told you is transgendered.
Wait, which one?
This one.
On the right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
wait a minute.
It was on the left.
Mm-hmm. She's a he now.
Yeah.
What?
And he just recently got married. This is his new wife. And Chris and I were invited to go to the wedding. I totally wanted to go, but it was just too much going on, so we weren't able to go. But it was one of those situations.
So that was once a she?
Yep.
Yep.
And it's funny because, well, it's not funny. It's just interesting. I know.
Okay, is there a...
I know her whole transition, his whole transition, and backstory, and I'm not going to put him on...
That's the door.
Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to put him on blast, but it was one of those situations where this person went through so many different things personally, but sexually was always trying to find himself. And so,
the one with the pink
tie.
That's impressive.
And it's funny, if you had seen him before the transition, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful woman, you know, but this is who he's always felt himself to be. And even as a woman, was very, very, very tomboyish.
Okay.
And so we met up one time. We're still friends. We're still friends. And when I was pregnant with Isley, we got together. And I always slip back into my 19-year-old self because it's still the same person.
Right.
So I'm always like, girl, I'm sorry. And he's like, don't worry about it. Like, don't worry about it.
Oh, that would have to be hard to get adjusted to, though.
Well, right, but she knows, though, right?
Yeah. And it's
as long as she knows, I'm fine.
Yeah, and the thing that's so hard is
both ways, though, like, How do you get used to someone calling you?
The thing I've tried, and he called me out for it. I was avoiding pronouns at all costs.
Right.
Because I couldn't get straight in my mind to call her he. Mm-hmm. Because when I see him, I still see my friend from college.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely working on that. But even when he transitioned, and I've talked to you guys about this before, I completely mourned as if my friend died.
Yeah.
Because I was like, the woman I know no longer exists.
Wow.
You know, she's gone. Wow. She is now he, you know. And I told him that, and it was really a breakthrough point in our friendship. Because I was like, a lot of people, when they're going through the experience, if you're a friend of somebody who's transgendered, and it's not something that you're highly familiar with, it's just, you don't know exactly what to feel.
Yeah.
You know? And it's so much transition, you know, you just don't know what to feel. But, you know, I love him. That's my friend. He's a good person. I'm glad he's happy. Found himself.
How does his family reply?
You know, he comes from a very, very traditional family as it relates to his culture.
Right.
It's been a very long, long road. Okay. And when I saw that he had a traditional wedding.
I know.
I was like, wow.
That's why I said, does she
really
know?
Really come full.
That's impressive.
Full circle. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Very impressive.
There's no secret. There's no lie. There's.
Well,
none
you can't. There wouldn't be, because there's still female parts, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there are? I don't know. Let me tell you something. I really don't know. Like, I don't know how far the transition can go. I don't know what really can get transitioned.
You know what I'm saying? Transition all the way. That's the thing, though. I don't know anybody who identifies as transgendered and doesn't stay within the LGBT community. Now, I'm sure there are some people who are trying to just jump right on over into the heterosexual community and just not say anything and hope not to get found out. But I don't know anybody that doesn't stay within the LGBT community.
So just, I don't mean to sound ignorant, but I'm just trying to make sure I am understanding what we're saying. So even though he is he still has a vagina?
I don't know.
Oh.
Even if I did know, I wouldn't say it on this podcast. But I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, that's
but you can still keep
right. Vagina, yeah. You can still, but the only reason why I bring it up is I think that
because that's transsexual, actually.
There's because what I was saying, there's a term between
and transsexual.
Yeah. What's the one that when you go full when you
I actually, think that's transsexual, right? That's transsexual.
Shit, where's
the gender? I don't know. But then that's the fun thing is, you know, I know him. I met him on a number of occasions.
You met real him before cool. He was
yeah. Like, so I was, you know, I was shocked, but, you know, I don't have the relationship that Kim has with him. So it was just like, wow, actually, okay, knowing somebody who's gone through it. I appreciate that he has let her kind of grow into it, because now with, you know, with Caitlin and all that, it's almost like if you refer to her as him, people get super pissed off. You're like, it was a he for so long.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, it's not like, hey, I just want to let you know I'm going this route. It was like, oh, I'm a she now. And I'm supposed to, it's like, okay, so people who've known you as Bruce Jenner, the athlete, Bruce Jenner, the wife of Chris, and on this reality show for so damn long, all of a sudden now have to act like you're a woman and just turn it on like that? I'm like, that's... You can't really expect people to all of a sudden just be like, okay, you want to be called she now? Okay, I'll do that and just completely forget about everything that they knew about you pre you transitioning. That's just hard to do.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. That's what I mean. Like, can you imagine sitting down just telling your peoples, like, you know, how are you supposed to take that? How are you supposed to accept
right.
that? You know
I mean,
what I'm
it's hard enough like, when people are homosexual trying to tell family members right. I'm gay. So now you're taking it to somewhere where they're really, really unfamiliar.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of the Black Kids Break. This is part one of the feedback episode. You know, we like to keep things a little short on the Black Kids Break. We'll have part two for you guys next week. We appreciate those who left feedback for us. If you'd like to do so, you can leave us a rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher. We appreciate the 5-star kind. You can also leave us some feedback on the website, blackisonline.com. Email us, kc@blackisonline.com. Hit us up on Twitter, @blackisonline. Facebook @blackisonline. Or you can leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219. Thanks for listening. Are you listening?